Welcome to the Why Not Today podcast, where we support entrepreneurs to take bold actions, clear steps to create a to start or a new business, get unstuck, or grow with more clarity, confidence, and courage. I'm Leslie Kane, a courage coach and founder of the Why Not Today movement. I created this podcast in honor of my dad, Father Patrick Kane, who often said, "Why not today?" And now it has become a guiding question in my life and business. Each week, you'll hear solo episodes where I coach through common business challenges and guest interviews that we go beyond inspiration to teach what actually works. Whether you're launching something new or navigating a pivot, you'll leave each episode with a clear next step and a reminder that you're not alone. So let's dive into Why Not Today, the podcast that helps you grow with courage and by taking action. And just FYI, I don't edit these episodes because I want to be real. So I've already fumbled on my words a few times, but you know what? We're just doing it. So I'm excited. My guest today is Marissa Levin, who was on, I pulled it up the other day, forgot last, I think last season. And we connected through a friend, said, "You got to meet Marissa." I'm like, "I know who she is." And we connected years ago at something and everybody seems to know who you are. And it was funny the first time. And I think I mentioned this, we were texting about connecting and I was sitting out of town with a friend that knew you. I'm like, small world that we live in. So she is back and we're doing a second episode with her, especially because she's going to be the guest speaker at the October 2025 luncheon, depending on when you're listening to this. And she's had some pivotal changes in her life. And so we're going to talk a little, tease a little bit of that. And, you know, things happen for a reason. You're supposed to be my guest at the luncheon in May, and that got shifted and changed. And thank goodness it did, because it's a whole different world now. So before we start, Marissa, why don't you introduce yourself and a quick fun fact about you? Not your whole career life story, but who's Marissa?
That would take too long. I'm Marissa Levin, and it's Libra season, so I will share that. I just celebrated my 58th birthday on September 25th, so super excited, and I am the grateful and proud mom of two sons, 28 and 25. And a fun fact that I will share with you is that by the time you all see me at the luncheon, I will be a proud mother-in-law because my son is getting married on October 11th. So that is a very fun fact. I finally get my girl.
Yay. Yeah. And I saw your picture on your birthday of you with your sons. And I don't know how long ago that was taken.
It was this summer. It was in August.
Okay. Well, you do not look at all whatsoever 58, like rocking a shorter shirt, and you were amazing looking. And the fact that you have sons that old, it's like, how could that be? So
thanks.
Congratulations. And I can't wait to hear about the wedding. So Marissa, what does courage mean to you?
Courage means being scared shitless and doing it anyway.
Love that. So simple. And you know, it's so funny, people think, you know, you wait till you're courageous to do something. I'm like, oh heck no, you gotta do it scared. So we're going to talk about the transition of or transformation of your life. And I know this came about when, okay, you're supposed to be the speaker in May. Mm-hmm. That we had to switch, so I reached out to you last week to say, are we still on? You're like, yeah, but we need to do a Zoom call. And it was deeper than that. So I never forget the conversation started. Well, I started a full-time job. Like, what the heck? Why did you do that? As a fellow entrepreneur that didn't work for somebody. And I know it's sent you down another path and you've done a couple other things since then. Mm-hmm. So why don't you share without giving out all the information? Because we want, maybe we'll do a second podcast episode after lunch. So if people want to hear the real story, the rest of the story, but we want to encourage people to come to the luncheon and hear what's going on. So share a little bit about what's been going on in your world in the last few months.
Sure. So, you know, yes, I've been an entrepreneur for 35 years, and that is just, as you know, it's ingrained in our DNA, right? Like it is literally part of our soul makeup. I've been working with a client for a long time. I helped to build their board. I've coached a lot of their executives, and their culture was truly in crisis. It was in a free fall mode. And so one of my contacts there that I've known for years reached out and asked if I could come in and help stabilize things. Because without psychological safety, your company will come to a screeching halt. So I was excited to get involved. Really, it was kind of more of like a part-time, like a 25-hour a week engagement. But it was very obvious that once I got in there that they needed a lot more than just the 25 hours. And I really connected with this incredible team of six women who were in the HR team that were clearly under a lot of trauma. And it wasn't long before my client said to me, can you do this full time? I still have my consulting firm. Okay. And integrity for me is my number one core value. This is something that my my employer is aware of. And so him being an entrepreneur as well, he understood that, you know, there are core clients that I have one client I've been working with for 13 years. Oh, wow. And he doesn't make a move without me. I've got another one that I've been working with for 6 or 7 years. So these are not relationships that I have any desire to transition to anyone else. I am deeply embedded in those companies. So the situation and the opportunity came up to be a chief human resources officer and chief culture officer for a $40 million company. And, you know, Leslie, I've been doing culture work and leadership work for the last 35 years. I've got an unending list of certifications and degrees and, you know, all the expertise and everything. And I've worked with hundreds and hundreds of leaders across hundreds of different types of groups and organizations over 35 years. Something about this opportunity told me that this had to be a hard yes. I knew that I was stepping into something hard. I was stepping into something big. I was stepping into something messy. And it was something that I knew was going to elevate me in ways that I had not even been able to think about yet. And that is exactly what happened. And what I will tell you, one of my biggest takeaways about saying yes to this opportunity is that there is a big difference between being a consultant who is a leadership expert, no matter how long you've been doing it. I've been doing it for 35 years, and a leader who is literally in the fire of a broken culture and has been brought in to fix it, to help stabilize it, to create psychological safety, to prepare the company for what all companies are going through, which is figuring out their relationship and their co-creationship, which is a word that I made up, with AI. Okay.
Yeah. Well,
we've
all
implemented technology. AI, we are in relationship with AI. Okay. So we are co-creating. We are in a co-creationship with AI. It is not just implementation. And to be able to come into an organization and do all of that, to stabilize the culture, to gain the trust of the team, to gain the trust of the organization, to be part of this senior leadership team, to help chart the strategy for how we're going to move from 2.5 million members across 800 chapters and college campuses to 25 million members, because we're building a never seen before AI platform, how we're bringing in AI into the organization. For me to literally be put in the middle of this fire, it's like getting an MBA in radical culture transformation and upskilling. And regardless of what happens with this, because it's initially a 6-month contract, and I'm not sure what that's going to look like at the end of that. You know, it's going to look different because, you know, I'm working on a lot of other things. No matter what happens, the amount of expertise and education and upskilling and evolution that I got by saying yes to something that was so hard and so big and so messy is invaluable for my clients.
Well, there's several things you just said that I want to point out. That one, you listen to your gut and your intuition. And we need to live by that. I just had the privilege of seeing Brene Brown last weekend.
And, yeah.
And one thing.
At Six and I, were you there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Were you there?
I was not there. I've seen her in the past, but yeah. I'm a huge fan of Brene Brown.
One thing she talked about is somebody asked a question. My second half of life, like, what do I need to know? And she said that you need to trust yourself. You have Don't ask anybody else. You know what you need. And so I feel like you did that. You trusted yourself. And I'm sure a lot of people, like my first comment to you was like, why did you get a job?
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people probably question it, but it was one of those things and it was hard. And I think
So
being an entrepreneur or doing something different, it's that courage thing. It is not easy. And we build those muscles when we try those hard things. And the world, since you've been owned your own business, and me too, I left corporate America 26 years ago. Like, we didn't have internet hardly. We didn't have cell phones. When I started my first business, we didn't even accept credit cards. Like, the world is so different. So jumping
Totally.
into the fire and figuring out, what's going on, not that I want a job, I'm not looking, but I'm sure it's just invaluable what you learn to be, because we've been on the outside looking in for so long and
Yeah,
inside
exactly.
looking out again. It's like, what great skill base, knowledge, relevance, all those things.
Correct. And being a chief culture officer and chief human resources officer of a $40 million company now, pretty much I can write my own ticket anywhere, right? For any, I'm at the C level. So for fractional chief culture officer engagements anywhere, for HR, strategic consulting, board seats, like what this did, you hit the nail on the head when you said relevance, right? Like it is a big difference. And yes, there will be a book coming from all of this
Yay.
because I am not going to write that book just from the perspective of what it is to be a consultant and a leadership expert and a thought leader. Like you said, I'm in the fire. And the other really important lesson that I mean, there were so many, but another important lesson that I learned is discontent is an incredible teacher, right? So, you and I have talked, and you know that you're right. I always listen to my intuition. I'm very, very connected to my spirit. You and I talked last time when we had our Zoom call that, what I've learned, and this is through all of my spiritual work and just from life as well. All humans want three things. They want freedom, they want growth, and they want the output of that, which is joy. Okay. When we do not have freedom, when we feel suppressed and we're not able to grow, that is when our inner light dims. Okay. That's when we lose our joy. Our joy comes from being in environments and situations where we are truly able, free to express, where we're free to explore, where we can really lean into our curiosity, where we're free to contribute. And then it's the same thing with growth, right? We are beings who want to grow. We are just wired that way, right? We don't want to stay stagnant. I think it was Michelangelo, who said, when you stop learning, you start dying. Like that, there's a quote around that, and it's so true. So for me, I went into this company and I had freedom to make a difference. I had freedom to impact and implement and lead and guide and motivate and inspire and mentor and do all those things that make my soul, alive, right? That make my spirit feel joy. I knew that I was growing. I mean, I felt like I was at base camp. I'm like, oh my gosh, I stepped into something so big. And so it brought me so much joy. That being said, there's also parts of me, Leslie, which you will understand as an entrepreneur. I mean, I am a creative. I am a creator. I've got multiple books inside my head that I have to get out. I've got multiple speaking engagements coming up. I'm going into the studio in a couple of weeks to record the full online curriculum around my book, Built to Scale. I want to create a program called the Self-Worth Rebirth Program. I have so much pouring out of me in terms of what I want to create. So where I am now at this inflection point is that I believe life is and, not or, okay? And I manifest what I put my mind to, and I want to find the solution for what it will look like for me to make sure that I support this company when I am fully in my zone of genius. Everything that I can bring to this company in so many different ways. And I need to make sure that I nurture my spirit, right? And make sure that I am always in joy. And so I am just in a great period of evolution right now.
I love it.
And
see the positive energy seeping out of you.
Thank you. Thank you. And, you know, being in this position again and working with Tammy Lally, my incredible money shame coach, who we'll talk about at the luncheon, and she's going to be my guest as well. Between that and this work that I've done, I know what it is to stand in my worth. I just know.
And I love that. And I love how excited you are. And you can just see it, as I said, seeping out of you. So we had the corporate thing. And then I think there's a trifecta of things that have changed. So you said the money code. So let's briefly go into, without giving away at all, because I know you're going to share at the lunch, like, what is that? And let's talk a little about that, how that's changed you.
Yeah. So I'm in a mastermind group for about almost 20 years, which is hard to believe. And my one of my mastermind colleagues and close friend, a gentleman named Bill Cates, highly recommend his new book called The Hidden Heist. It's all about how we make sure that we can fully step into our own monetary value. Really, really great book. Bill had Tammy on his podcast. And so he sent out the link and he said, this was a really interesting interview. You should check her out. I wasn't looking for a coach. I wasn't looking for anything around money shame. I didn't even know that existed. And I watched her TED talk and I listened to the podcast and I was just stunned. And the message about money shame really resonated with me. It really hit me to my core. And I was curious. And I, you know, and this is the second time I've mentioned curiosity. I really, really follow the feeling of curiosity. When I have a question about something, I go find the answer.
Me too.
Okay. So I was curious and I asked Bill to introduce me and I did a call with Tammy. And again, I listened to that gut. Then I'm like, I think I need this. And I don't even really know what it is, but I think I need it. And I trusted her and it just cracked me wide open. And what I learned through the process, and I'm still working with her, is we tell ourselves so many stories that from the time we were little, we don't even realize the stories we're telling, and none of them are true. And those stories are what ground us in shame. And that shame will affect every decision that we make in our life because it's connected to our self-worth. And we will only call into our life what we think we're worthy of. So to deconstruct the shame literally means to reassemble your self-worth. And that's what I've done with her. It's just been.
Well, I can't wait to hear more.
Not just transformational. It's been metamorphical. Like it's wow. been.
Well, we're going to definitely have her on the podcast at some point, maybe as a guest at the luncheon. And I'm excited to kind of check out more stuff she's doing. All right. And then we're going to dive deeper at the luncheon with you. So
right.
The third part, you said there was another thing that you did, a group. I want to say exchange.
Oh, I'm an exchange. Yeah. I mean, I'm part of exchange, the exchange approach, and I've been part of them for a few years.
Okay.
And so that group, that community is by far like the most heart-centered community that one could ever be in. It's a global community. They may have close to 1,000 now. I don't know. But it is for people who create community, who do facilitation, who create experiences. And so I've gone really deep with them. I've already gotten one certification in their whole facilitation approach. I'm getting certified in their Conscious Leadership Business Accelerator program. And then I'm getting certified in their Appreciative Inquiry program. And the community is just very, very engaging and immersive. So it's, you know, they're my people.
Awesome.
And so for me, you know, I'm a voracious learner. And I think you also know that I volunteer with hospice. And that's something that I chose to do after the passing of my father. I've had five personal experiences with hospice. There is a connection between all the work that I do, whether it's one-on-one coaching, whether it's doing strategic retreats for small teams, whether it's doing team building or full all hands, you know, experiences for companies, whether it's a workshop, whether it's a speaking engagement, or whether it's a conference of 1,000 people, or whether it's a hospice encounter. Through all of them, Leslie, what matters to me, or whether it's me as a chief human resources officer and chief culture officer inside a company doing training or all staff meetings, what matters to me for all of them and what the common thread is for all of them is psychological safety. So that the experience that I'm making with everybody, they feel seen and heard and connected and safe, not judged, just to be fully held. Okay. So when I do my one-on-one coaching, that's my highest intention for the container that I'm creating for my people. When I lead a retreat, that is going to be the container for that strategic work that we're going to do. And Brené Brown, in her, you know, in her book that you mentioned, she actually has a podcast out with Adam Grant, where she's deconstructing each chapter.
Yeah.
And she talks about that you don't have to pick between a culture of psychological safety and a culture of high level achievement. In fact, that culture of psychological safety is the foundation and the springboard for a culture of high achievement. Yeah. And so that's why I love doing the culture work. But through all the work and the way I engage with everybody, and what I'll do in your luncheon as well, is ensure everyone feels safe and connected, right? And seen. And so that's my thread through all the work that I do.
Can't wait. And it seems to be the thread that's running through my world these days, from the Brené event and just the things she said and the things she said and we're talking about. And I've had conversations with other people, just are all aligning perfectly.
Yeah.
And just, I love being able to see those things and be able to see how it all unfolds. And it's trusting, and it's trusting the process. And I think, and the growth and the hard thing, that's all about, you know, life. But especially, I think it appears more in entrepreneurship because we're out there alone. You know,
the world needs safety right now.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
This work so is vital.
And right? That's one reason Brené came to DC. She said she only did two speaking engagements, and one was DC purposely. Yeah, there's a lot. And I can't imagine being in a corporation or government company, you know, in the last 6 months and or, you know, after COVID, like, things are so different and they're hard. And
yeah, I did a lot of pro bono speaking for different government agencies on psychological safety.
Yeah.
When everything happened with DOGE, and, you know, it just, my heart breaks. But it's important that we don't get in it with them in order to help lead them out of it, right? We have to be that light, right? Yeah. We can't shine the flashlight if we're down there. So,
and Brené talked about just the human element. We need to get back to being more human. So, I can't wait for you to be at the luncheon, and I'm excited. Yeah. And I'm gonna come move in with you. How's that for a while? See how you think and how I can grow watching you. But so, a couple questions I started asking podcast guests, and just kind of go, because you have owned a business a long time and several of them, like, looking back to when you started your first business, what do you wish you would have known before you started? Is there anything?
I mean, I literally knew nothing except that values and mission and vision were the moral compass and the DNA of the company.
Is there anything that you could have learned or known ahead of time that would have made it easier?
I'm sure. I mean, the government process was really hard. Like, I would never go into government now. Like, I mean, I think it's even harder than it was, but I went into the government because my father, you know, at the time, no, this is a long time ago. He passed 2 years ago, but he was chief of NASA at Goddard Space Flight Center, for one of the largest offices for over 40 years. And after 9/11 happened, you know, he said, we really need good small businesses in the government. And so we did it. And there were just a lot of lessons learned around that, like how to be a successful government contractor and the difference of the business models. Like, you know, when you're selling to the government, like, what I remember is, you know, 80% of my proposals for the government were about cost and 20% were about value. And when you do it for the private sector, 80% of my proposals were about value and 20% were about cost. Right. So it's like, but just everything that was needed to be a successful government contractor, like, if I would have known what it really was like to be a government contractor, I don't know if I would have done it. I don't know.
Yeah. So then the other question is, and this probably answered that too, what are you so glad you didn't know or you never would have started?
Oh, definitely the government piece.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, and I think that's where entrepreneurs shine so bright is they have hope.
Yeah.
And they, you know, it's not easy. And we have, you know, we were talking about the messy middle, and you actually said there's a book called
There
that.
is a book called The Messy Middle, and it was a brilliant idea to write that book because there's not one company that doesn't have a messy middle,
Well, and
and usually
that's
it's messy like the whole time.
right. And that's why I'm trying to open up and have these conversations with people to say, you know, people from the outside in are looking, they're like, oh, you start here and you end up here. You're like, no. And there's more
No.
downs and ups. And, you know, and so I don't think we talk about that as often. I started this inner circle group, why not say inner circle for courageous business owners? And somebody joined it who's been a coach for 20 years. And she goes, two of my businesses failed because I tried to do it on my own. And she goes, I need accountability. I need to start tracking some things and paying attention and being celebrated. And there's not a lot out there
Yeah.
that does that.
Yeah.
So, all
And
right.
standing in your worth, though, which is why I want to create the program. I want to launch the program, the Self-Worth Rebirth Program, because I would bet a lot of women out there that will be
Oh,
listening to
absolutely.
this and coming to see
Sign
us
me.
will are charging a fraction of their worth. And
Oh.
we'll talk about it at the luncheon, Leslie, about the connection between lack of self-worth and burnout.
Well, and I
Okay.
struggled with that shifting as I'm transitioning from Mary Kay to my own business. When I first started to even hosting the luncheon, I charged so little. People were like, you know, I kept edging it up, and people were like, no, increase it. Because you don't want the people that are going to worry about $5. But it's
Right.
really easy to say, buy this lipstick for $20. Somebody else
Yeah.
priced it. But to price me is hard. And, you know, I don't care how successful we are, we have doubts. I had
Of
somebody in
course,
my
we
inner
do.
circle program that sent me a text today with a big win. And I'm like, thank you. I needed that. Because some days you doubt. And she's like, you've ever doubted like all your success? You doubted something? I'm like, oh, yeah, we do it all the time.
Oh, I've had debilitating anxiety. I've had depression. I've,
Yeah.
you know, yeah, I've struggled.
Yeah. It's not always easy, but it's worth it when you can make a difference. Well, anything last that you want to share before we leave
Come to
and
the luncheon.
come to the luncheon? So, Thursday, October 23rd in Reston, come to the luncheon. You got plenty of time to register and, you know, come to the luncheon and bring a friend that you think needs this.
That's right. And if we have time, we might actually do a little bit of like worksheeting. Like you guys actually might, the luncheon, like the attendees actually may be doing some work.
Okay.
So,
Yay. All right. And
yeah.
we'll probably have to do another podcast to follow up with that, but maybe we'll have Tammy on for that. So thank you again for being on, Marissa. And we're
My
excited about
pleasure.
having you for the luncheon. And thank you, everybody, for joining us on the Why Not Today podcast, your space for practical tools, real encouragement, and courageous growth. So whether you're launching something new or navigating a pivot, I hope you're leaving today's episode with a clear next step and a reminder that you're not alone. So this podcast is your bridge between inspiration to action. I'm here to walk with you every step of the way. And remember, you don't have to have it all figured out. You just need to take one new brave step. And why not today?
That is true. And if you want to check me out, go to marissainternational.com and you can learn a little bit more about me to see if you're on the
And
fence
I'm going
about
to
coming.
include all your stuff in the post in the show notes. So, all
Cool.
right.
Okay.
Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Oops, it didn't cancel. We're still here.